another parsha where the parsha is in Yom the Yom and the parsha, you have the parsha of Shemitah. So the parsha of Shemitah says, V'shav Sa'or, it's Shabbos Lashem. So Rashi, what's Shabbos Lashem? L'shem Hashem. L'shem, what do you think it would mean? L'shem Hashem. So Rashi, K'shem Shenemar B'Shabbos Breishis. K'shem Shenemar B'Shabbos Breishis. That means, if you want to understand what the Yisoid of Shemitah is, what it's meant to do for you, what it is. So, Ayin L'El, the parish of Shabbos, and just like by Shabbos, same L'shem Hashem. Here is like the L'shem Hashem by Shabbos Breishis. Shabbos Breishis in Shmois, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tezvov, and the Pasuk Sheshes Yomim, Yasa Yasa Melocha, Yom Hashvi, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Kodesh L'Hashem, says there L'Hashem, Zogdrashi, and the Ramaskal Kodesh L'Hashem, Shmiras, four words, Shmiras Kedushosa, L'Shmi, U'B'Mitzvosa. Shmiras Kedushosa, the Shmira of the Kedusha Shabbos is L'Shmi, U'B'Mitzvosa. Right, so that's L'chaira, then here also, that's what it means, extrapolate from there, that when it says over here, Shabbos L'Hashem, it means L'Shmi, right? U'B'Mitzvosa. What's L'Shmi, what's U'B'Mitzvosa? So, in other words, we have a derech to understand Shemitah through our Havana of Shabbos. That's what Rashi is referencing. So the Chidush HaRim in Sefer HaSchus Taich is up, what does it mean, L'Shmi? It says a beautiful Taich, which is a very Yisaidistic Inyan, which I think we can understand quite well. The Pasuk says, this is dumb, you know, the Pasuk says, Zeh Shmi La'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. Chazal say, to Gemara, Pesachim Daf Nun, Omer Aleph, that Shenelam, the Shem of the Ksiv is Nelam, and Zichri is the Shem HaKri, Loik Sha'ani Nikra Ani Nechtav. That in this world, all we have is not the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Kri of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Nichtav Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's pronounced differently. It's pronounced Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Right? What does that mean? So what does that mean? That's called, it's Nelam, the Shem HaKsiv. It's Nelam. It's hidden. What does it mean it's hidden? What does that mean it's hidden? There's a big difference between the Shem of Adnas and the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is without super tifa things. It's a simple thing. There are two types of Shemus. There's a Shem which describes an attribute of the Rebbeinu Shalom. A Shem which describes, I see Rachmanis, I see Din, I see Verkayach, I see various things. Right. So that's basically describing things that are done. Right, so my link to understanding, I have no havana in who's doing it, in the oimik of the dynamics of the doer. Right, I only, my whole shaykhus is, I see the palyites, I see what was done. But that's all these shems. The shemus that we have in this world is Adoin HaKayot, the boss. He's doing this and he does this. Sometimes we see Amidah Saga Adin. Sometimes we see Amidah Saga. Various prat, this prat, that prat. The shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hoya Hoya Yiyeh, the shame, that doesn't touch up something he does. That more, even though there, I have to preface it, it's not Shayach Hashem for anyone at any time to have what the real Metzias of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, because by definition that's something in which we can have no Hasoga. But Al Kolponim, the Shem Havaya, the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei in its thing is referred to as Mitziusay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a toyar lefi erkenu of a basar v'dom, how much it can be massing, but it's a toyar, it's a tifer thing than Adnas. It's a toyar of the Mitzius of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, more than Adnas. That's Nelam in this world. That's Nelam in this world. That's Nelam. The Ksiv is Nelam. The Kree, the only way that you can have it, verbalize it in this world, what you have, is mitzad the Adnas Shabbat. So the shame of Yud, the shame, the real shame, Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Nela. Is Nela. That's what you have from the Gemara in Psochem. That's what you have in the Gemara in Psochem. Now the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tazayin Omid Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Kol HaMitzvahs Nitnu B'Farhesia, Kol HaMitzvahs Nitnu B'Farhesia, V'Shabbos B'Tzina. V'Shabbos B'Tzina. Shenemar, Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Why is that? What's the Bitzina? Bitzina, Befarhesi, is what you see in the world. Bitzina is what's Nelam, what's normally hidden from the world. Bitzina, your Megala, ain't Megala Nelal, it's new one. Your Megala something to them there. That's Shabbos. So Shabbos, it's a Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael. That's a Prati thing, a private thing. That's a Kesher. Like a Kesher to a Nelam of Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's also the same idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to Shabbos Matana Toiva Yeshli the Beis Genozai, right? Like, yeah, what's the idea of Beis Genozai? It's stashed away. It's hidden from things. It's not easily accessible. It's not easily accessible. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos comes from a place where it's Nelam. There's the lashon of the Sharim in Sefer Aschus. Shabbos Boli Yisrael Mimakom HaNelam, right? Mishem Havaya Baruch Hu. And no one else has a chelik, rak b'nei Yisrael. When we s'ayir b'libeinu on Shabbos, gam nekuda pnimi shel halev l'Hashem Yisbarach. And that's where you have access to the Nelam. V'hu yichud shem ha'ksiva. That's what he means, says the Chidush HaRim. On Shabbos, it said, l'shem Hashem, what did you do? L'shmi. L'shmi means on Shabbos, we'll see why also, we'll explain in the layman's terms, why on Shabbos there's a bigger, what Shabbos is, where you have this bigger schiyah. But Shabbos, because of this, it's Nisgala the Nelam. That's where Shabbos comes from, the Nelam. So then, that which is Nelam, which is the Shem Hashem, the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can have a glimpse of that on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you get in the Beis Genozai, and it takes you into there to get a glimpse of the real Metzias, or as much as we can perceive, of the real Metzias of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Well, how do we have that glimpse on Shabbos? So then, start with a very simple thing to bring it down to earth. What's the Shir Shel Yom of Shabbos? Mizmor Shir Shel Yom Shabbos. Doiv Lahaydus Lashem. The whole thing. Well, Yosef there. Kislach Stani Before Lecha. Ma'aseyadecha. It's all about the Bria. What's that? Do Shabbos. Okay. Yeah. This is nice. That's nice. And then it starts talking in the middle. The main topic. Beferich Rishayim Kmayetze. Betzif Yipayal Leoven Lishomdom Adayat V'Atam Orayim. Right. And what happens to them? They go. They get destroyed. Tzadik Katomer Yifroch Yeres Balvona Yiske Sulim Beveis Hashem. Right? Chatzah is like in Yafrich. What's that going to do with Shabbos? The Teretz is on Shabbos. It doesn't. Be'etzim, it doesn't. That's what the whole world is run. But you don't perceive that during the week. During the week, you see a Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. So then, if this is and it's a physical world where things are constantly recurring, so you can think, yeah, this happens and that happens. When you take a step back and the person does nothing and you see the whole Bria in its entirety, when you see the whole Bria in its entirety, you see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as not as a player doing things in the Bria, right? You see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as the essence that the whole Bria itself is nothing more than a play on. It's all Ratzon Hashem and interacting. Because what do you see? Everything, it's a beautiful Bria, and yet there are Rishoyim, and yet bemidah that they're Rishoyim, they get Nenash, and the Tzaddik is what? What's the point of the Bria? Tzaddik, Katomer Yifrach, Ke'erez Bavon Yifrach, Shulim Beveis Hashem, you're rooted in the Beis Hashem, B'chatzon Levein Yafrichu, and that's the whole Bria. So you see, what does that mean? Your vision of the Bria, you see with clarity on Shabbos? There's such a clarity that everything is be'etzim, the Ratzon Hashem. That's the whole thing. It's all one big picture of Ratzon Hashem, that everything is working harmoniously and interacting for that shleimus, the picture of Ratzon Hashem. That's what Shabbos is if a person stops to think about Shabbos and doesn't just eat chon and sleep all day. If a person thinks about Shabbos a little bit in Yonah Shabbos, you understand what are you meant to take from the Shabbos? And the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera is there for more than that, I would imagine. The Neshama Yisera is there for more than that. That's Shabbos. Zoktech Tusharim. When it says by Shabbos, Lishmi ube mitzvaysa, it's very two powerful words. Lishmi means the avoda of Shabbos is such, lishmi, that you want you to attain the level of kirva to the Sheim Hashem, to the etzem Sheim Hashem of Yud Kei Vov Kei, to have a kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it should be nizgala what the whole bria is, to perceive the world in the proper fashion. But then what's ubitzoisa? Be'etzem, there's another constantly recurring yisoid shavim sosemis. Be'etzem, all ma'isim that you do could never bring you a physical act that a physical person does in the Olam HaGashmi can't bring you to any kesher of ruchnis whatsoever. Why does it? L'maisa, I can. Because the Eibishter made it a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah to do it, munach in the tzivui from the Eibishter to do it, is the koyach that al yedei you're doing it, you're niskarach. That was lishmi, but when is it lishmi? Ube mitzvosi. If you're doing it because it's all mitzvosi. It's all mitzvosi. The eagle came about because there was L'shem Shemayim. It wasn't L'shem Shemayim. They wanted to bring Moshe. They were afraid Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to bring a certain level of Shechinah, the whole Beis HaLevi. What was wrong with it? They had the blueprint exactly right what to do. You do this and you do that and you do that. All of that together. Why didn't it happen? Why didn't Eagle Azov come out of it? They're missing one thing. There was no tzivu. Like, you understand that that's what there's, it only can bring Kedusha if there's a tzivui. Ube mitzvasi. One can attain a lishmi, but it's only mitzvasi. Only if it's mitzvasi. That's the taich of Rashi, lishmi and ube mitzvasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mensch the possibility to be niskadesh, so that he should be able to be zeicher to this gilui of the Nelam. Without the mitzvah, so you can't do it. Okay, that's where the Sefer Aschus stops. It's Ad Kan, B'Ksav Yad, that's it. So he never brought it over to Shemitah. Right? But L'chaira, what's by Shemitah? Obviously, the idea of V'Shav Sa'oret Shabbos Lashem, that the Torah said V'Shav Sa'oret Shabbos Lashem, the Torah was Megalad that parallel to the Ketusha Shabbos, that al yodo, a person is miskasher to the shmi la'olam, the nelam shem of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is nizgala, so also l'inyan shvius. Al yidei the kiyum of the mitzvah of shvisa and shvius, al kol proteo, so a person is zoiche to the shmi and shvius. What does that mean? Azay, you're busy working, working the fields, you could think, oh, you know, I think one of the biggest professions, one of the biggest things where a person could lead a person to Kaychi Vaitzim Yodi is agriculture, is farming, right? The person has to, first of all, get up very early in the morning, that's already Mesiris Nefesh, they get right, and the work, and the plowing, and the this, and the plant, and the weeding, and the winnowing, I don't even know all the words, and you do all that stuff, and then finally, you and it came. So you came, what would be the natural thought? Look what I accomplished, right? Look what I accomplished. That's the biggest nisoyen for Emunah. That's why Chazal Darshan, Emunah Zuzroyim. Say the Zroyim is the Sheirish of Emunah. Because in Zroyim, you'll be most inclined to think that you did something over here. And you have to realize, no, the Eibishter did it. That's what Shemitah is. Shemitah is, you stop everything. And even that that grows by itself has a Kedusha Shvius. Everything. It's nothing. It's all the Eibishter. In other words, you take a step back and look at the world and you see that the whole thing is, even those things that during the years of planting you would perceive as being, you being the active player, that you're doing something, it ain't that way. Right? It ain't that way. It's all the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Makbil, parallel to Shabbos. We'll see more about that a little bit later, about the Nizgala. But that's the Taich. That's the Taich. So that there's a... now, what does that mean? How does one actually get on Shabbos to this Hasoga, or get on Shmi to that Hasoga? So there's one word in the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis, in Shnas Tofresh Mandalit, he writes like this. Ki kol inyan shvisa. What's the inyan of shvisa? Being Shavis on Shabbos, being Shavis, the Shona HaShvius on Shmita. Ki kol inyan shvisa is bitul hateva shekirvonu Hashem Yisbarach lifnei Har Sinai. The Eibishter brought us to Har Sinai. Meaning, shahainu shenisalu bnei Yisrael. Sfasemis writes, bnei Yisrael was nisalu liyos kemalochim. Like we mentioned, ani amarti elikim atem. V'ze ois haShabbos. And that's the ice of Shabbos, Bittel HaMelocha, Ubishmita, Hoya Kol Shashona Shvisa, Hakoil Kanal. What's the point of Shabbos? What's the point of Shvisa? Sheloi Lihiyois Tvuim Tachas HaHergel VeHateva. Rak Leida Shekol Olam Hazeh, Rak Leida Shekol Olam Hazeh, Hu Tofel Uprois Dar Letrakla. Four words. Sheloi Lihiyois, five words, six words. Sheloi Lihiyois Tvuim Tachas. Tachas ha'hergel v'ateva. Six words. Shloi liyos tvuim tachas ha'hergel v'ateva. The first time, right? The first time, I'll give you an example. I saw this with my own eyes. A 3-year-old kid, a 4-year-old kid, was placed in a room. It came to America from Eretz Yisrael back years back. Was placed in a room. And come in, and the guy has a can of soda that came from a soda machine, and the kid's despoiled. He says, "You're never going to believe what I saw." What? You put something into the machine, he pushes a button, pitom yotze Pepsi. Right? All of a sudden, this thing comes out, and it flows up by it. You're despoiled from it. Why are you despoiled from it? Because it's the first time you saw it. Right? I promise you, that kid, afterwards, I mean, I'll ask my son, but that kid afterwards, it's not this book. Yeah, you kick the machine if the Pepsi doesn't come out. You're not this ball if it does. Right? You're not this ball if it does. What's the taich? You get used to it. Be'etzim, like the Ramban, the end of book, everything is a mess. But because everything is, the Rabbi Nishlam is pulling every string in every place, and it's all Ratzon Hashem with Hashem is. Why don't we see it? Because it's Tog Taglach, because it's a daily thing. It becomes literally Vachadik. It's something you take it for granted. You take it for granted. Zokte Svas Emes. What's the Shabbos? What's the Shemitah? Sheloi liyois tvuim tachas hahergel vehateva. Not to be tvuim tachas hahergel vehateva. With hergel, You can become insensitive to the holiest of things, to the chashest of things. With hergel, you can become insensitive to it. The halacha is that you can't make harabayis kapandria you can't go out the same that you go in. The thing, why not? What's the big deal? So Chaim Shmuel Levis used to say kaseder, because if you do it twice, then already it becomes more vachadik. To do it in a way it shouldn't be. You have to leave the impression of the kedusha shnibay. Be'emes, that's the yisoid. That's a tremendous yisoid of avoda, of what men are meant to do. It's really chayvus halvavus and shar cheshbon hanefesh per gimel. He says like this. Different nekudas. This is vashloisha v'esrim. He writes va'oifen v'esrim v'shloisha. To make a cheshbon, his bainanus bechol habriyos haktanos shebe'olam v'agdolos. Look around at all the briyos of the world, the small ones, the big ones. V'amadregas hamedabrim u'madregas habruim b'mashal lemalahimen u'mitachas loy u'tchunas halgalgalim u'tnuas hashemesh v'ayoreach v'akechovim ha'imdim u'mahalchim v'iridas kshomim u'mashav aruchais v'yitzias avlad min arechem. All these things that you look around the Bria, every little prat, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing, from the most visible thing to the least visible thing, all these things, Hamaramzim al Tmimus Chokmosoi, Vikoyach Zerosoi, Venoyam Hanogosoi, Vachaninosoi, Hakoileles, Virachmov, Viroiv Ashgochosoi alabruim, Viroiv Rioscha Oisom. Now what does he say? That's what you're meant. Then you see the Eibishter. You understand what you're here for. It's a world. The whole world is deceptive because it's a regilus, but that's the emes. Writes the chayvus halvavus v'roiv riyoscha oisa, and the fact that you see them so often, v'oirach regiluscha bahen, and your tremendous regilus al yeviucha lahaznochas ha'hispailus bahen. They shouldn't bring you to lose that original. To see, oh, pitom yotze Pepsi. You shouldn't lose that. That's the thing. A person should be'etzim being despoiled every day from the Niflois HaBayrim. But it's the Hergel. Zoktus Vasemes. That's what Shabbos is, and that's what Shvius is. You refrain from all of that. You pull back and look objectively. Look at the thing and then you see the bria. That's the Taich. There's an interesting, some sefer says a beautiful pshat with this. Some sefer in Parshas Vayera on the pasuk Lochachti Yischem. So the Chazal say Gemara in Brachas Taflam Chesamet Aleph, Kad Bafikna Lechu. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, Avidnu Lecha Milsa. I did something for you. I will do. Ki Hechi Diyid Isu Da No Hashem Da Afikus Yaschem Mitzrayim. I'll give you something to indicate that I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Taichas the Sam Sefer. Those do you read the Samon? That Al Yedei do you read the Samon? They knew that it's the Eibrishter who took them out of Mitzrayim. Because Megala, hi, it's me. I took you out. Here's food. Okay, yeah. It's the Rabbeinu Shalayla. And like, how do, where did he get this? That Al Yedei Neman, you come to Yedei of the Rabbeinu Shalom. How about from a Furish Apostle in the Torah? Shmois Tazai involved. V'yedatem ki, because of the Man, the conclusion of the Apostle is, V'yedatem ki Hashem hoitzi Yeshem in Mitzrayim. Okay, the Eibishter took you out. Frektech Sam, so where is that? It says, ki ani Hashem. Ki Hashem. Frektech Sam Sefer, in Shmois Vov, Apostle Ches, V'yveisi Yeshem el Ha'oretz, that's the Vayvesi after the Dalek and the Shaina Shulku. Vayvesi es chem eloharetz Hashem nososi es yodi, losis oisa lavrom, v'chulei, v'nosati oisa lochem moirosho, ani Hashem. Why did he have to say here, ani Hashem? He already showed that it's him when he gave him the mon. If he showed that it's him and he gave him the mon, why when you're coming in there, it says, now they know already who's pulling this, who's running the show. Why do you have to say another running the show over here? They already know that from the mom. Zochtech sam sefer amayr dekazach al pi dechayvus alvavus. Avada, the first time, who's in the midbar now? The first time that they saw the mom coming down, right? That's kal v'chaymer ben b'neishel kal v'chaymer from a soda machine. Right? You see the mom coming down from the Eibishter. Wow! Right? The Eibishter, you see the Rabbeinu Shalom. Unbelievable. But then the next day it happened, and the next day it happened, and the next day it happened. So Tamar, you'll tell me, okay, but you know that there was a world without Mun before, so you should still remember that. You have the contrast. Teretz says, they were all dead. When you're going to be going into Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be the Dorsheni. It's going to be people who didn't know what it was like not to have the Mun. So you grew up your whole life seeing that Mun comes every day. If Mun comes every day, you just take it for granted like the sun coming up every day. It becomes from the regilus. Because of the regilus, then you'll no longer, you won't have that perception of who's the Baal Habira, who's the one who's running it. That's why you'll need again an Ani Hashem, an indication when you're going into Eretz Yisrael, to reinforce that it's Ani Hashem. That's a Moiridika thing. And I wanted to Magid Bali Musa, I think with the Magidim once, shtel this thing, it's a Moiridika Zach. Anmon, right, which is the Nisim over there, it became Vachadik. That was normal for them. Imagine when they went into Eretz Yisrael and they see a guy putting seeds in the ground. They've never seen that before. They see a guy putting seeds in the ground, right? And the ground, and plants grow out of the ground, right? So what do they say? Pitom Yotzei Peps, wow, look, the plants are coming. They'll be Nisimov from that. So then from that, why? Because to them, that's the Chiddush. Right, from their point of view. So you needed an Ani Hashem then. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. That's how one gets to the Nelam of Shabbos, and to the Nelam on Shabbos and on Shemitah, that they get to see the Kloli Yizdika and Hog of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Bria, to see the Rabbeinu Shalom as an entity in which we have no perception, but that's the Shem of the Metzias as an entity as much as we can understand of that entity. That's when you see everything. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom. That whole thing. Take a step back and look at the whole thing. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom. During the Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa, you can lose sight of that because of the Regilus. The Shabbos is break yourself out of the Hergel and the Teva and see what that is. And obviously, and you're meant to carry that over in Memele, carry that over into the Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa to try and keep that perception. And not fall prey, like the Chavis Halvava said, not fall prey to the Regilus, and lose your sensitivity to the Kedusha. Similarly, and through that, that's the Nelam part of the Shem, the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Metzias of the Shem that becomes Golui. The same thing is in Shemitah. In Shemitah, I think there's another Nekudah, and we'll end with this. There's a beautiful Sipurna. There's a beautiful Sipurna over here. And the Psukim, it's Perek Chofei, Psukim Yotestru Chofal, Venosna Oretz Piria. V'achaltem la soiva, Nos na earth period, v'achalta l'asoyve, you'll be full. V'yishavtem lebetach oleo. That's one pasuk. Then it says, v'chisoymru. And if you, lest you will say, ma noichal b'shona hashviyis, what we're going to eat on the seventh year. Hein lo nizra, v'chule. Next pasuk, v'tzivisi es b'chosi lochem b'shona hashishish, v'osso oretz tvua tvua, l'shol l'shachon. So the Sipur Netaychus, the Seder HaPsukim. What's v'achaltem l'soiva? She'yiyu ha'peiris rabbi ha'mozoin, they'll make you full. Ke'inyin she'hoya ba'oimer, that means the mon, which in the shir was an oimer, she'hoya maspik l'godl k'may l'kot. Relatively small shir was sufficient. It was soveya, it made you soveya, filled you up. A seemingly small amount filled you up. Right? That's like Chazal say, oichel kimo misbarech b'meyav. Right? Such an idea. V'yaspiku peiris ha'shishis gam l'shviz. And the peiris of shishis, which are derech ha'teva, should only be enough for shishis. But now one fruit will go a lot further, right? Because it'll be misbarech b'meyav, and therefore you'll have enough left over for the other one. V'chi toimru manoichal. That's all, if you're steadfast and on the high level of amuna, that you realize that, don't worry about it, the Eibishter is running the world. If you will be in doubt about that a little bit, and you won't be b'teach that the ma'at will be enough b'ichusay, then what will the Eibishter do? So that you won't be zeicher to that. For also says a tvua, but shetiz ba'ayin mer ois, v'tiru sheyaspik akamus. Then he will cause. Then it'll be more bountiful, the produce that you have, and you'll see that your pashut bekamus. It's not eichus bekamus. You'll have enough to be for the sixth and the seventh year. So it's an interesting thing. That's more obvious, like le'ein koil. It's a gilu yechutz l'derech hatav alachir. So the guy in the lesser dark is zeicher. That to the ribui, and the guy in the higher dark is not like to the ribui. What's the touch? This is part of the idea that your nela that on shviyas the person who approaches it properly on shviyas is zeicha to a darga of nela. What's the difference between the two things? One kezayis of bread is meant to fill a normal person, kach v'kach. Right? Okay, that's the standard in the Bria. Right? That's the standard in the Bria. A field, right, in the standard in the Bria, produces this X amount, right? X amount. So now, what's the Nelam and what's the Goli? The Goli is, if instead of X, if it produces 2X, that's the Goli. Then I see something in Goli, you're working in the Goli world. You're not zeicha to the Nelam, to be zeicha to see that even that's normal is really only normal because the Eibishter wants it and the normal can change. You're not zeicha to that. Yeah. But there's more. You see, there's more. Okay, there's more. So then I can already physically see nisba ayin, like he says, Kasha, but if tisba ayin mera ois, and you'll see that it's enough. You have to see that it's enough. That's not the Nelam, it's what you see. How are you zeichet to what's nelam, to have a havana, to be connected to what's nelam? If you're on that darga of amuna, that you put it all to the Eibishter, and you give it all up, and you realize everything is the Eibishter, I have no problem, the Eibishter put me here, the Eibishter is doing whatever he does, wonderful. A person is on that darga, then what's then is v'tzivisi is b'rchosi. Then it's v'achaltem l'soiva. So then what does that mean? Batsim, you don't see any more than you normally had. Right? But what manifests itself of? That's the Nelam of Shviyas. The Nelam, the Chelik that you have, it can't be, you see, what's the Vart of Nelam? Nelam is the Eibishter is the whole thing, everything is Ratzon Hashem. Even what seems to be normal is really just the Eibishter doing it. It's a constantly recurring the Eibishter doing it. That's what the Yisbarach B'meyav shows you. Right? That's the Nelam of Shvius. For the person's on that Darga, that he takes himself out of the Hergel to realize that Darga, that's what you come to on Shvius. That's what you come to on Shabbos. Because the Avoida of Shabbos and the Avoida of Shvius, the Kaychas of Shabbos and the Kaychas of Shvita are to bring you as to elevate you, to take you into the Beis Gnozai of the Rabbeinu Shalom, to see the Nelam, the Shmi La'olam, the Nelam, the Keshem of the Rabbeinu Shalom, meaning to see that the whole Bria is nothing more than Ratzon Hashem, and be nispol from everything, realize that everything is Ratzon Hashem, even that a can of Pepsi comes out of a soda machine. That's all Ratzon Hashem. That's the Avodah of Shabbos. That's the Avodah of Shemitah. It's in Yonah D'Yoyim, and it's Parshas HaShavu. We should take these in Yonim and internalize them and work on them, understand Shabbos, understand Shemitah, and use that to grow and to come to Hakara of Machayv HaSadon Bailamay. What does the Eibishter want from us in this world? Shabbos.